been peaceful so far. Relatively few problems that I've come across. There have been a few delays at some voting stations around the country, like scanners not working, very long queues, meaning the officials take so much longer to process everyone. There's also been a fair amount of confusion in some places about the three ballot papers. Now, South Africans are used to voting by means of two ballot papers, one for national, which is basically the president, and one for the provincial government. But this time around, which also reflects the great excitement around this election, is that there's a third ballot paper, and now that contains 70 political parties. That's where people are able to vote for independent candidates to represent them in parliament. I've wandered around a few polling stations in Johannesburg and surrounding townships, speaking to people. And what's really struck me is the excitement, which I last witnessed in 1994, which was South Africa's first historic multiracial election. Now, while I don't think that any South African election will ever compare with that very first democratic vote, there's certainly a lot of hype around this one. That, of course, revolves around the possibility that the African National Congress, the ANC, could fall below 50% for the first time and lose its majority in parliament.
Polling can be challenging in South Africa, but most analysts believe, just like you said, that the ANC faces its stiffest challenge yet, with a population deeply frustrated by the country's direction.
Certainly, many people I spoke with didn't have good things to say about the ANC. A lot of people blame it for corruption, mass unemployment, crime, electricity blackouts, and other service delivery problems. The ANC, of course, has acknowledged that it's made mistakes, but, you know, it doesn't really speak directly a lot of the time to these issues. What struck me, though, is that many voters don't seem to feel at home with any particular party at this point in time, other than the ANC. More than a few voters told me they continue supporting the ANC despite the party's failures, simply because they've always felt like it's their home. They still consider it to be the party of Nelson Mandela, and to vote for any other party would in effect be a betrayal of the anti-apartheid liberation struggle.
What if the support for the ANC drops below 50%? Will they be forced to enter into a coalition government?
Well, yes, that will force them to enter into a coalition government, definitely. If they fall just below 50%, I'm talking about the high 40s, the possibility is that they will form a coalition with a few smaller parties. The really interesting scenario comes in, Yeyes, is if the ANC falls below 45%, then it has two options. It could go the radical route by partnering with the economic freedom fighters, which is really pushing extremist policies like land expropriation and nationalizing the Reserve Bank, nationalizing private property in effect, or the ANC could turn to the more centrist Democratic Alliance, second largest party to the ANC, but they do not agree on most issues. The Democratic Alliance is very business-friendly and very anti-union and very pro-privatization, which are all things that are anathema to the ANC.
Any word from the Zuma camp?
Nothing official from them. I do know for a fact that they are moaning about some alleged irregularities that have prevented some of their supporters from voting. It's very limited, their complaints. It's limited to a couple of polling stations, and it certainly doesn't seem to be a widespread problem at all.
And lastly, Darren, this is the seventh general election South Africa has held since the end of white minority rule 30 years ago. So when all is said and done, when do we get the results?
Probably Sunday at the latest, full rundown of the full results. And that's what's usually happened. South Africa's Independent Electoral Commission is pretty organized, pretty well resourced, and usually it turns out the results very soon. In fact, I think Friday we could start seeing definite trends that we can identify, and we can see the way things are going, and you can start making good calls as to who's going to win what and where, probably on Friday.